Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to head over to Matt Roush. Love having Matt on the show. I know so many of you wait to hear him every Monday here, and it's great to have him again from TVinsider.com and TV Guide. Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything, Dave?
Pretty doggone good, and I know you're excited. There's a couple of good network TV thrillers coming on.
Yeah, and they've been gone for the last month or so. It's been a sort of a frustrating season for TV fans with shows coming on and off the schedule because of either production delays or, you know, late starts or what have you, and they just can't churn them out the way they have in the pre-COVID world because it takes longer, it's more expensive, so shows tend to take breaks, whether they run repeats or they just go off the air. But two shows that have been absent for a while are coming back on Tuesday. One is called Prodigal Son. It's one of my favorite thrillers on network television. It's the show where the profiler for the NYPD, he's sort of a very broken guy, but his dad is a serial killer who from his asylum prison sometimes helps him solve the cases. It's like my dad is Hannibal Lecter, basically. But it's really fun. It's got a lot of sense of humor, but it's really, you know, dark and twisted as well. But they've really upped the stakes in the second season, adding Catherine Zeta-Jones to the cast as a doctor in the asylum, and she and the serial killer they call the surgeon, they sort of are having an interesting thing. And he's played by Michael Sheen, another really great actor. But then tonight, in the episode that airs Tuesday, Alan Cumming, another favorite from The Good Wife, and he's a Tony winner. He comes aboard as this Europol agent who's looking into a murder that they're all trying to keep silent, and he just camps it up, and it's really a fun episode. So if you like Prodigal Son or even are curious about it, it's worth checking in on Tuesday.
Do you like Big Sky, Matt?
I also like Big Sky, and Big Sky is one of the few hits that emerged this season, this very weird season on television. It's on ABC. It comes back Tuesday with a two-hour episode, and that's a show about two female private eyes in Montana. So it's set in the West, and they still are looking for this mad trucker who went off and did crazy things. So he's going to remain the storyline. But they're beginning a new case on Tuesday, so it's another good entry point for the show. And it's based on books, best-selling books by C.J. Box, who writes a lot of mystery series set in the West. And so it's based on one of his books about a ranching family and all this crazy, murderous intrigue within this very rich family. And the two private eyes get caught up in it and the corruption in the town that they all live in. So it's a really good, and again, a lot of twists in it. This is a show that began by killing off in the very first episode somebody who you thought was going to be a major character, so you never know where the story is going to zig or zag. So again, worth checking out, and that's on ABC. So those are both happening on Tuesday.
What's HBO's next big show?
Well, it is called Mayor of Easttown, and Kate Winslet, Oscar-winning actress who won an Emmy on HBO playing Mildred Pierce a few years ago in a miniseries, she comes back to HBO as Mayor of Easttown. Easttown is a small town in Pennsylvania, and it's written by a guy who came from that region, and it feels very authentic in the sense that everybody in this town knows each other, and as mayor, who is a detective in this town, she knows everybody, and when she's snooping into their business, they take it personally, and so there's a case involving a young girl's murder, and it sort of ties into the disappearance of somebody from a year ago. And so it's sort of a murky mystery. It has a feel of almost a British mystery in terms of its tone and its mood, because Mayor, you don't want to mess with her, but she's also just a train wreck personally. And the more you get to know her, it's just so much meaty character here for Kate Winslet to play. But I got to tell you, it also reminded me a bit of The Undoing from last year on HBO in the sense that every episode ends with a big cliffhanger or a red herring. Everybody's a suspect here in this town. And so it's quite twisty, and at the same time, it's got that HBO vibe to it. And Kate Winslet's just remarkable. Jean Smart plays her mother, and I've always loved Jean Smart. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. I've seen 5 of the 7 episodes, and the end of the 5th episode, I could barely breathe. It was so suspenseful. So I'm really looking forward to having people discover Mayor of Easttown, and that begins Sunday on HBO.
You know, Food Network's popular, obviously. Martha Stewart just keeps her going, doesn't she?
Well, she does. And so one of the most popular shows on Food Network is Chopped. And maybe one of the highlights of this week as well for people who like that sort of TV is that they begin a season. It's a short season, only 5 episodes, but it's going to be called Chopped Martha Rules. So Martha Stewart sort of takes over Chopped for a bit. And apparently she switches things up and changes all the rules. And whatever Martha does, you've got to do it. I mean, you better follow her rules, that's for sure. So that could be fun. Again, airing on Food Network starting on Tuesday.
Hey, Matt, before you go, I know you're off for a couple of weeks. I guess I won't talk to you again because I'll be out of here and down the road on April 30th. So I just want to tell you how much I love having you on the show. I know the listeners just really look forward to having you each week. You bring so much vitality and interest and just a great idea of what's going to be hot on TV, and you've kind of changed our viewing habits here at our own house. So just a joy talking to you every week, and I'm going to miss that. But
yeah,
I wish you luck. Thanks for coming on all these
years.
But
I wish you well, you know.
Yeah, well, it's great having you on, Matt, and I hope you have a great vacation, and hopefully we'll chat at some point off the air. Thank you.
I bet we will. Okay, you take care.
He is Matt Roush, TVInsider.com. Check it out and get on the mailing list, too, so you can see what's happening. WC Show, where the time is 7:58, that means news coming up next, and we have a lot of breaking news coming up with Steve in just a few minutes.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.